With Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on a Wednesday morning in beautiful Brevard County. God is good. He's on the throne. And we get to sit at his feet and study more of his word today. And so I'm going to be going through just some highlighted portions of the notes that I have. I've got this massive notebook of things that have to do with lying, and I'm trying to bypass some of them that we would have already talked about. But I want to let you know, first off today, about the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And you may have made it through the intensity of the summer heat, but your air conditioner could still need some TLC, and if that's the case, I want to encourage you to call the folks at Wyrick Air. You might have some electrical issues, some plugs that need to be replaced, or some light switches that need to be done. You might have one of those outdated electric panels that your insurance companies don't like. I encourage you that if you look and you see that you can actually go to your panel, it's got a brand name on there, you can do a Google search, and if it's one of the brands that your insurance companies don't like, I encourage you to go ahead and call the folks at Wyrick Air, have them come out and take care of that. Because if your insurance comes out, does an examination or an inspection of your electric panel and finds out that it needs to be replaced, they give you a time frame for that. And so I like to operate with a little bit more margin in my life. I'm not getting to do a whole lot of that right now. Very compressed time frame. We've got a wedding coming up here in about four and a half weeks, something like that. And got a lot of other issues that are going on in our life as well as at the church. And so if you operate with a little bit more cushion, give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They can come out. They can take a look at your AC. They can also take a look at your electric system and see if there's anything that needs repairing. With some of the things that we've been doing some upgrades around our house. And what I've discovered is that many times the professionals can do it much quicker than I can. That's not a discovery that I knew. They could do it quicker than what I can, but they can also do it for less or right around the same amount of money because of the discounts they get and things like that. So give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, if you need electrical repair, if your AC system needs some TLC, it's a great time to have them come out. You know, I tease them. You know, an AC and heat guy, they're always in the wrong climate. If they're working on your air conditioner, it's hot outside and they're not getting to benefit from the air conditioning. If they're working on your heater, it's because it's cold outside and they're not getting the benefit of the warmth. So think of those people in the trades and give them a little bit of a reprieve. Give the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric a phone call, 321-632-9538. And you will be glad that you did. We had wonderful, wonderful services on Sunday. We had Bob Fisher with us. He's been with us a number of times before. He's been a major encouragement to me and in my life. He loves Jesus passionately, loves the Word of God, and he was available for this Wednesday night as well. And so I have him scheduled to be with us tonight instead of our typical Bible study that we had him Sunday morning, we had him Sunday night, and things were going so wonderfully on Sunday night that I asked him to come back and minister to our congregation again tonight. And so that will be taking place at 7 o'clock. We encourage you, if you need a fresh touch from God, to come out tonight at 7 o'clock and be a part of what God is doing. And so I will be leading worship again this week. Our worship leader is recuperating from some medical TLC, if we could put it that way. And so pray for me this week that my voice will hold up and that God will give me the spirit of praise and worship that will lead our congregation into his presence. And so that's what we have coming up. We will have service Sunday morning and Sunday night this week. Next week, the church is planned pastor appreciation. That'll be on the 20th. And so we will not have Sunday night service on that occasion. Our ladies meeting does come up Monday night. They had a great time at the ladies conference, and they'll be discussing a number of things coming up for the fall here on Monday night, 7 o'clock, 6:30 for food in the fellowship hall at Merit Assembly of God. So I want to take you to the book of Job today, the book of Job, chapter 6, and let's begin looking today at verse number 11. I'm just going to go down some of the highlights here that I have made note of that I believe will be insightful and benefit to us as we look at these various aspects of not lying, not being people of deceit. So in Job chapter 6, verse number 11, it says, "What strength do I have that I should hope, and what is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze? Is my help not within me, and is success driven from me? To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friends, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the streams of the brooks that pass away, which are dark because of the ice, and into which the snow vanishes. When it is warm, they cease to flow. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. The paths of their way turn aside. They go nowhere and perish." Let's drop down to verse number 24. "Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forceful are right words. But what does your arguing prove? Do you intend to rebuke my words and the speeches of a desperate one, which are as wind? Yes, you overwhelm the fatherless, and you undermine your friend. Now, therefore, be pleased to look at me, for I would never lie to your face. Yield now. Let there be no injustice. Yes, concede my righteousness still stands. Is there injustice on my tongue? Cannot my taste discern the unsavory?" So I want to talk about chapter 6 here. But before I do that, let me read to you from Job, the 13th chapter. Job chapter 13, verse number 1, it says this: "Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you, but I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. Now hear my reasoning, and heed the pleadings of my lips." So here's what out of 13:4 that I wrote down, and you know, this is almost like one of those tweetable things. 13 verse number 4, "But you are forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians." If you remember, the people who came to Job came to him during a time of great loss and tragedy and heartache. And now it had the attacks of the enemy had come against him physically to the point where he was just in misery. He was misery. He was in misery. And they came with the original intent of being comforters. Comforters. And Job here in chapter 13, verse number 4, it says, "But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians." Here's what I wrote down. The comforters lied and became confronters. They were confronters instead of comforters. There's a huge difference, even though they start very similarly and they end very similarly. What takes place in the heart of those two words is entirely different. Now, when we take that realization that these people who were supposedly coming there to comfort were now confronting him in his sin, we can look in Job chapter 6, verse number 15, and he says, "My brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the streams of the brook that pass away." And this He called them brothers. In other words, they were in relationship with one another, and yet they were acting in a deceptive manner because they were confronting more than comforting. And in doing so, they did not bring the refreshing that they were supposed to bring. Instead, there was a lack of refreshing. Many times we can do things, if we're not careful, that make us feel good but bring no resolution to people that we are trying to minister to. And that's not the goal. The goal is not to get us to feel better about ourselves. The goal is to bring the word of truth, the word of love, the word of compassion, the word of wisdom to the person who is going through the trial of their life. If I can tell you this, I want to encourage you not to issue spiritual platitudes to brothers and sisters in Christ who are going through the fire or through the trial of their life. Spiritual platitudes are not needed during that time. I'm going to speak for the whole of Christianity and say this: if you see a brother or a sister that is going through the trial of their life, it will not bring them any comfort for you to say, "Well, you know, all things work together for the good of those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Truth, but it's not going to bring them any comfort, any refreshing. Instead, it will probably do for them what it does for me, and that is that it brings a bit of an agitation to the situation. It's like, seriously? I know that. I quoted that verse before you were ever a Christian. You know, I've had people that have told me that God will not give you more than you can handle. Well, if you want to get into a theological debate, God will give me more than I can handle, but he will never give me more than the Jesus who dwells in me can handle. So God is in this process of creating a greater dependence of me upon him, not a greater independence of myself from him. So if the first thing that I want to tell you here is that we need to be in relationship with people. Job referred to them as my brothers. Okay, this is not just some stranger that walks up on the street. This is a person that they share a familial type relationship. When this guy saw them before all of this happened, he looked at them as brothers. Another temptation that exists in the body of Christ is when a person is suffering, people will come and offer this spiritual platitude, and that is, "Well, if you just had more faith, then you would not be going through this." I don't even agree with the theology of that statement. I do believe that God has given to every person the measure of faith, And I believe that we all, that everybody in the family should be exercising their faith to the fullest extent. But I don't believe that it is necessarily a lack of faith whenever I'm going through a trial. Sometimes I'm going through a trial because I'm right in the middle of where God has told me to be, doing exactly what God has told me to do, and yet a trial has come that is going to propel my faith. It is going to fortify my faith. It is going to cause me to come to greater awareness of the goodness of God, that He has the power, not just over spiritual things, but He has the power over the wind and the waves and the sickness and the disease. There's going to be a greater elevation. There are things that when I was younger used to be quite challenging to my faith, and now they don't even create a blip on the radar screen because I have seen already that God has sovereignty over those issues. So if you hear anything that I say today, that is this: be a person who's in relationship with people before they're going through crises. That way you will be positioned by God to be a comforter, and don't exchange that for being a confronter. When a person is going through the fire, that is not the time for spiritual debate. It is the time for you to operate in the prophetic, if you will, to be encouraging, to be edifying, to be compassionate during that time. And I tell you, the person who sticks with you when you are going through the fire, your relationship with them when you come out of that is going to be more substantive than it was when you went in. At the end of all of this trial that Job went through, he was instructed by God to pray for the people who spent the entire book of Job confronting his theology while he was in the midst of the fire. At the very end, God said, "You have not spoken well of me the way that Job has." Now, you know, I believe that that statement comes down to the heart that Job had versus the heart of what these comforters were supposed to have. There was a distinction there. And God said, "You need Job to pray for you, because if you were in that situation, he wouldn't be doing to you what you are doing to him." Drop down to Job chapter 6 and verse number 28. It says, "Now therefore be pleased to look at me, for I would never lie to your face." Job had a reputation, and he wanted these people that he labeled as brothers. He said, "Look at me. I will never lie to you. I will never lie to you." You want something that is a great statement for a life legacy. That would be a really great statement. "I never lied to you." We live in a day and time where there are so many deceiving spirits. And you know, I've had God reveal to me at times when I was praying and said, "God, what in the world is going on in this particular situation?" And I can take you, well, they won't let me go there anymore, but I could take you to the place, almost to the very exact spot I was sitting. I can tell you it was on a Tuesday when God spoke to me and he said, "There are deceiving spirits at work in this situation." Well, when I know that it is a deceiving spirit, then I know that the battle is a spiritual battle it's not any other type of battle. It's now elevated to a spiritual battle. Well, guess what? God equipped saints for spiritual battle. And so it changed the tactic that we were engaging because we now knew that we were warring against principalities and powers. Okay? Outside of deceiving spirits, not every lie is coming from a deceiving spirit. Job chapter 6 here says in verse number 28, "For I would never lie to your face." Job makes it clear that there is a matter of human will that is available. And so a lot of times we blame deceiving spirits when it is actually a lack of spiritual character that says, you know what? I will tell the truth. I will speak the truth in love. I will speak the truth at all times. Instead, there is a fault in the character, and it says, I will lie to you if it's convenient or expedient for my means. Okay? And so we need to grow a little bit of a backbone. We need to mature in our exercise of our will. So I recently got on the scale. Now, it had been several days that my eating patterns, my normal eating patterns had been disrupted. I wasn't eating for breakfast what I normally eat for breakfast. I wasn't eating the quantities of food. I was outside of my routine. And what happened as a result of that was my will was to eat good food, to eat more food than what I normally eat. And so the scale I got on the scale yesterday morning, and I looked at it, and the scale said, "You haven't been eating the way that you normally have you?" There are going to be some manifestations when our will has been compromised. And one of those things that happens to us is if we are not careful in our spiritual life that we have with Jesus, we will not value our reputation with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we would not be able to make this statement that Job made, "I would never lie to your face." I want to put that as, "I would never lie to you." I'd also like it to be, "I would never lie about you." You see, because some people will look at this and say, "Well, I can do that. I would never lie to your face." But the caveat to that would be, "But when you turn around, I'll tell all sorts of fabrications and stories about you." Listen, I had a person that called last week, and they were they called after I was gone for the day. I was out of the office on Friday. We were coming back from a conference on Saturday. Had all sorts of things going on till late at night. Our phones were out on Monday at the church, and so I finally was able to call him yesterday, and he said, "Well, we were just wanting to ask you to be praying with us for our country." I'm greatly concerned about our country because there is so much deception. And I don't believe it's always just deceiving spirits. I think that there is an infliction of human will into a situation, and it says, "I devalue you so much that I will lie about you behind your back. I will lie in secret. I will lie in public because I do not value you. I do not value our relationship." Now, here is the thing. if you are around people who will lie to you about other people, you can take this statement to the bank. They will lie about you to other people. If they will lie to you about other people, they will lie about you to other people. I forget exactly how the line goes. But it's in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And it says something like this. You can trust a dishonest person to always be dishonest. It's the honest ones that you have to wonder if they're still being honest. Something along those. Johnny Depp says that as Orlando Bloom's character is about to do something that the one guy that was part of the Black Pearl he didn't expect and he ends up being wounded and he says I want to be the type of person that says, you know what, if you're going through the trial of your life, I'm not here to be a confronter, I'm here to be a comforter. I'm here to have a relationship with you, and I pray that you realize that this is not just a person talking through the radio waves, but that you actually realize that as part of the body of Christ, we're on the same team. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and that the words that I share would bring refreshing to you, not complicate your life. And the last thing is, let's develop relationships where people understand this, that at home, at work, at church, or any other place, that the people who make up the Church of Jesus Christ will never lie to one another, that we will be pillars of truth and spokespeople of truth, that we would value our relationships and not bend to the ways of the world, where we lie about others to behind their back and they lie about us behind our back. Let's be people who say, you know what? We are people of the truth here in Brevard County. So God bless you. Hopefully we'll get to see you tonight, Wednesday night at 7 for our special services. Bob Fisher is going to be there. We'd love to see you. 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
With you, when we left our voices loud.